In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
With podcast, you get to keep up with the culture. With this up there podcast, you get more.
Welcome to another episode of It's Up There Podcast with your boy Luna Luciano. I am your active and attractive host for another episode of the fastest growing podcast on the market right now. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's a beautiful situation in the podcast land right now. I mean, it's beautiful. First, I want to get to the announcements again. July 17th, Big Loon is up there. Podcast is doing a live pop-up podcast event featuring Dr. Umar Johnson. And we do have Kevin Samuels on the line. We're just trying to close that deal. So hopefully that'll come on through. If not, Big Loon and Dr. Umar Johnson will be in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a live pop-up podcast, man. And I just want y'all to come out and support. If you're anywhere in the surrounding areas, come out and support, man. We will be taking this, you know, show on the road. You see what I'm saying? So I do appreciate everybody that's tapped in, that's bought their tickets so far. We appreciate y'all, man. My supporters are like no other. This is Up There Podcast, the business podcast, the only podcast you come to talk business, to talk game, to talk understanding, to talk elevation, to talk separation. You know, this is where you come and get fed. You know, this is food for thought. This is where you come and get fed. Now, if you are listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to see the video version, you go to anywhere where you get podcasts and put in FOGFO. I'm sorry, you go to YouTube and you put in FOGFO TV, and then you'll find a playlist with all the podcasts as well as albums and things that I'm working on now, just to stay tuned. Also, you can be a Patreon and get exclusive interviews that has not dropped. We don't even have a date when they will be dropped. So subscribe to the Patreon as we are opening that phase of the podcast as well. And if you are looking at the video version of this podcast and you want to support me in the audio, then you go to anywhere you get podcasts and you put in this up there podcast, and we'll pop up. It's a lot to get to, man. Lot to get to. You know, so many people DM me, commented, tagged me, said, "Loon, you was on it the entire time." For those of you that don't know what I'm speaking about, again, this is the It's Up There podcast, where we talk business of podcasts and we talk business of rap, as well as we talk the culture, right? But we make sure that we tap in on the business and keep everybody up to date and abreast as to what is and what isn't. Sometimes the smoky mirrors come off as confusing to one that hasn't spent their entire life navigating through these territories, right? So that's what we come in at. But nonetheless, the Joe Budden podcast, it just happened yesterday. So whenever you're watching this, understand where I'm coming from and where I'm speaking from. Joe Budden just fired Rory yesterday. So we definitely got to dig deep in that. You know, I got a lot to talk about. You know, there's a fundamental difference in things. You know, a lot of people don't really understand what they think they understand. See, you're in the business of managing people as well as putting out great content. That's why we applaud Jay, Diddy, and some of those guys doing business 20 years, 15, 20, 30, 40 different people come from that cloth and became millionaires. So that means you're sacrificing along the way. See, it's a difference. And see, when you see people, you know, and I see this new age, right? There's a wave of new people that want to disrespect, you know, Diddy and Jay them. And for me, you know, I don't say you don't, you know, what I say is this. To ignore the obvious is when you become a fool. Right? To ignore the obvious is when you become a fool. So when you put yourself in a situation to not look at a Jay-Z career for what it was, what he transitioned to, what he evolved into, as well as Diddy, you know what I'm saying? These people evolved. Even P, we see P, even Ross. We see Ross hustling like a muff. These dudes evolving in the shit. So you really don't get no props, home. Let me talk to, see, I'm talking to the creators right now. You don't really get no props for doing it once. You don't get no props for doing it once. The thing that separates you from the pack is that you keep doing this. And not fake keep doing this. You know what it took somebody like Charlamagne to be on the Breakfast Club and the Pivot over the loudspeaker and start Brilliant Idiots and fucking around over here swimming to see what's going on. Put a book out simultaneously. He's doing it several times. That's what the attempt is. Sometimes we get locked into this. Oh, I do it once. I'm the motherfucking truth. But you really don't get no props for doing it once. Doing it once just established the framework. And sometimes when we get paranoid because we want to talk creator and we want to talk this. But then when it's time to create, we put something out and damn, it don't do what I thought it was going to do. But this one keep doing what it's, man, I got to get all I can out of this motherfucker. This right here that's getting me some money, man. This right here that I'm leveraging everything off of. This right here to get. It's the same thing. He's doing. Listen, what Joe Budden is doing with his podcast is what Cardi B is doing with her rap career, right? So you go leverage your rap career to go get a deal with Hennessy, to go get a deal with, you see what I'm saying? It's leverage to go grab these things. But one thing that we're leaving out of the equation is what you're leveraging was built, not bought. There was a lot of things said that I'll get to here shortly because I want to get into a few more topics just to kind of get into the podcast and for my everyday day one people. You know, I know you riding with me. You see what I'm saying? So allow me to transition into it as I warm up because I don't operate with notes. So I have to warm up a little bit before I start really digging into some of these things because I speak from a place of none of these guys can't speak from. I speak from a place of none of these guys can't speak from, and that's respectfully or disrespectfully. The point of it is I just speak from a unique position. Right? I do want to give a shout out to the homie, man, that I had a conversation with, you know, about the business of podcasting and giving me some game about just, Loon, you got something. You know, Loon, you got something, man. And I just want to give a shout out to homie about that because that was real, you know, and that right there put me, it gave me another stride. It gave me another push. You see what I'm saying? I want to talk about building, right? Because when I see the Joe Budden podcast go through turmoil, and I see other business happen in this game that's favorable or unfavorable to certain people, and I understand what it is to build something, right? We talking about somebody that's nowhere near home base in regards to any of the resources that's available. You do with that what you may, but understand that it done nothing to the outlook of the youngster, right? So I kept going, and I understood and understand what building is. So, you know, when I see something happen in the game, like a Joe Budden podcast that was started with Rory and Maul. Maul came in about episode 77, and Rory came in about, he said, episode 9. See, you dealing with somebody that know what it looked like to build. And I understand that a lot of people don't want to build. A lot of people want to get something handed to them. They'll buy it even, but they don't want to build. It takes a unique mindset. It takes a unique outlook. It takes a unique approach to understand that building has a couple of different phases with it. You gotta first vision it. See, before you build, it always starts as a, it's just a vision. And so they say you build first by design and then by reality. So you come up with it in your mind, but you understand not only building, you gotta dig some. And I think somebody like Joe Budden is in a position where he's ignoring, conveniently ignoring the fact of the process. See, all the information that you're operating with up there when you're getting these deals, you got that information from the process. Unfortunately for you, the process involved two guys that was there digging with you. See, there's a difference between planting a seed and watching it grow and then really building from the ground up. See how those two things kind of live in the same place in certain people's mind, but there's a fundamental difference in the two things. There's a fundamental difference because building from the ground up, it take a little bit more. You got to deal with the resistance. You got to deal with the letdowns. You got to deal with no money coming in. We're on episode 220, and we've made 15,000 the entire 3-4 years we've been doing the show. You got to know what it feel like to be bagged up against a wall. But I still believe in what it is that I believed in when I stepped foot in this game. So it's kind of like the people that build from the ground up got to have a different approach to this thing than the person that plant the seed and watch it grow. The person that plant the seed and watch it grow, they can kind of depend on the weather, the soil, the things around it, to feed off of, you know, natural habitats, things like that. The person that's building from the ground up got to be ready for when the storm come, when the rain, when it's raining, make sure the roof is in a, you know. So there's fundamental differences, but the thing about it is, when you look at that situation, right, and being on the inside of the game. See, this is inside the NBA you fucking with over here. You see what I'm saying? This is inside the NBA, man. But when you build from the ground up, you got to make sure your foundation is good. You got to make sure your foundation is good. You know, so, which, with the foundation... See, it's different if Joe Budden would have had the podcast already built, the business made, and then we're coming on at that point. But, bro, we was down there in the basement with this. We was down in the basement with this. There was no money involved. We depended on each other. We relied on each other. We were catching Ubers. It was costing me money and time. You say time is inventory. What about my time ain't inventory? Forget that. Let's set that to the side. Building, coming from somebody that's currently building, is uncomfortable. You got to avoid certain things in your foundation. You got to avoid certain things in your process. Because if you don't, guess what happens to you? It all falls apart. You have what's called a sinkhole. And it all falls apart. You're lucky to get as far as you got without something happening. And what I also wanted to ask was, if somebody's there in the building, not only what about my time ain't my inventory, but there's a certain amount of sweat equity that I provided as we've built this thing. Right? There's a certain level that I've gave and I've dedicated to the situation to put everything that I got into it. Just understanding that. And the last podcast I saw, you know, Joe Budden fire roar. You know, and he tried to toe the line with Maul, but he's just so indecisive. Yeah, if, you know, go ahead, but don't. But damn, it hurts my feelings. It's almost like there's some sort of defense mechanism that he's doing. Right. And if you are smart enough to understand just human beings, and you hear somebody say something like, you took the detergent in your room, what the fuck does that got to do with the situation? But what I want to tell young podcasters is this. The promise is big enough to where it requires preparation. It justifies preparation. The promise is big enough that if your podcast just do go, make sure your business right. But here these guys, you know, you hear Joe Budden say things like, man, nobody called Rory and asked him to get on the show. Well, I don't see why you're saying that when then 5 minutes later you say, when I had an opportunity to do a show with Sirius, guess who I called? Rory. When I had an opportunity to do something else, guess who I called? Rory. but you didn't call him for the podcast? It doesn't make sense to me. But there's no shortcut to success, right? So you can't, bro, you got to do what's right certain times, right? I look at the business and I say, okay, Joe Budden is the star. Nonetheless, we're never going to say that. But since you such a star, family, spin off of this. You made some money off some of those shows, right? But what are those shows worth? We don't know, right? Nobody knows. It's not our business to know, right? The point of it is this podcast is something that you're trying to. You got to do this shit 50. And that's what I know Jay did in them looking like, yo, fam, you got to do this shit 100 times. You got to do that little thing you did with the podcast. You got to do that 50 more times, family. That's probably why you probably walked off on certain deals, right? Because you it's worth something now. It's worth something, but you trying to squeeze all the way, get all the motherfucking cheese out the bottle. What you don't understand, or you may understand, my understanding is, right? Because that's why I'm speaking from my understanding. My understanding is you got to have 15 of those. One of those don't do it. One of those don't do it. Unless you're if your shit is like a Joe Rogan type situation. But one of those is not enough. I know Jay and them is like, yo, we did that little thing you did with the podcast. We did that 60 times. You got to do that about 6 to get this type of paper we working with. You got to do that 60 times, my G. But you bring up that somebody brings detergent in the room. I just, you know, hey, man. I don't know what's going on over there. All I know is this. Rory is in a situation where I told y'all a long time ago, he gonna get the lawyers involved. We ain't playing that. You don't get away like that. You owe me. Last podcast, I went over to Gilly the Kid. When they broke up, I played some of that and showed you how he was talking. Like, hey, yo, since you gonna be big shot, pay for everything that was associated with it then. Since it's 100% yours and we don't get nothing off nothing. You publicly humiliated these guys, man. You don't even know what you just done. And when we do look at you parallel to Charlamagne, which I don't know why we do that, but let's entertain it for the sake of I'm doing a podcast. We're not talking about just talking, son. We all can talk, son. We all know how to talk, son. That's out the window. I'm talking about it's bigger than that. We're talking about managing people. Managing situations. When we take a look at what's been involved with a Joe Budden, we say, all right, we got Def Jam. He had an issue. We got Complex. He had an issue. We got Spotify. He had an issue. We got Marissa. He had an issue. Rosenberg, he had an issue. Rory Maul, he had an issue. Slaughterhouse, he had an issue. Relationships fall apart, he had an issue. We talking about managing people. We got some other guys that's in the same game that's been doing business for a decade. You ain't never heard nobody come out and say nothing bad. See, the business part of this thing gets in the way of reality for some guys. You forget what it was because you love where you are. But see, to be clever enough to get all the money, you got to be dumb enough to want all the money. And people don't understand these kind of things. What they do is they operate, I want all the money. To be smart enough to get all the money, you got to be dumb enough to want all the money. You need 15 of these, my brother. not podcasts, but high functioning businesses, whether that's in entertainment or abroad. But you need some other things to become what you're trying to become. And that reality has to set in. You know, when we deal with a person like I say, Charlamagne, you got shows. He looks to be, I said it, and this is before the breakup. I said this because you got to think about it for what it's worth. You snuck up there, brother. Academics handed you some. And also, I want to say this because these are games that he plays, right? And if you're smart, you're smart. And if you're not, then I'm not speaking to you in this, you know, these things. If Joe Budden shots your podcast or your show or your something out, it's not a threat. There's a game being played with Joe Budden when he does these things. If he shots your, if he says your name, your YouTube channel on his show or something, you're not a threat in his eyes. He's never going to shout out someone that's a threat to his. It just ain't going to happen. He won't even say Gilly. He won't even say $1 million worth of game. He Big Facts Podcast. No Jumbo bought up Big Facts Podcast to him. He skated over. He said everything except Big Bang. But these are the games they play in this little industry. They actually think that them, they think it's cachet in them knowing someone that's another black man. There's cachet, so they try not to give you the cachet of just saying, yeah, no, they dope. I like what they doing in the South. Big Bang, Big Fat. Yeah, I seen that. Ain't no way you ain't seen that. The South niggas came through there. You dig what I'm saying? So, and if you ain't seen it, somebody, you done heard of it. You do too much of this internet shit, but it's a game. So if they say your name, right, there's a 95% chance that you're not a threat at all. These are the games that's being played on a high level. But the understanding that you need 10, 15 different businesses functioning at 20 million or better a year to live like you see some of the big dogs living in regards to money. You must understand that. See, it's a difference. These guys are rushing to the top of the hill. They don't even understand that when you get to the top of the hill, them same legs that you dig with, them same legs that you ran with, this tide that cost you everything, all them experiences, everything it took to get to the top of the hill, you got to use them same legs to stand up. You see what I'm saying? So it's a situation where when you see a dude making that amount of money or got 15 different things functioning at high level, he done got to the top of the hill and stood up. Y'all racing to the top of the hill. But if you don't know that, you don't know that. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, when business falls apart, man, and he said Rory was letting people know that Maul was with him. I do find it strange that Maul hasn't talked to Joe by himself. It's almost like he got his mind made up. But I don't know how much money is at stake. It's important to understand what you're dealing with, Joe. You sit on this podcast and you talk about accounting games. And you talk about they trick you with the accountant and they trick you with the this and the tricks come with the. And now these dudes are saying, well, those tricks you was talking about, we noticed you know those can be done and we think you're doing them. I think that ends the podcast. Can they come back from that after some years? Probably. Joe has the ability to fake this thing. He has the ability to fake this thing, to get on this mic and act like, or not even just fake it. It may be he really setting it to the side. I'm not sure, but he has a weird ability to be able to turn these things on, like, you know what I'm saying? So these other two dudes may can't do that. Maul may can't do that. I seen when they announced the Patreon thing, we didn't get much out of Maul. Go back and look at when they announced Patreon because it was the 52 fake out in Maul's eyes. Oh, shit. You just leveraged the podcast to get you some money, and they gave you a fake title and put it in your name, so we didn't get any. Well, Joe's argument is, well, I own the podcast, so even if they put it in the podcast, it comes to me. But the difference is that may warrant, not even now, but somewhat down the line, it may warrant a splitting of that money of some sorts, a percentile, right? So if you get it wrote over here for doing a totally different job, then that check is secure coming to you and never going to be able to be audited to even give us a percentage of that, which is, this is getting slippery. These dudes are having a slippery situation. I hate it for them, man, because it ain't pretty. And also, you know, with Rory and with Maul, Rory coming in at episode 7, Maul coming in at episode 77 or whatever it may be, and I haven't checked the numbers. These are the building stages. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. Now, granted, you made a move where academics hand you 40% of your fan base. Great, but if it would have took 10 more years to do this, these guys would have been doing it for free. And see, planting the seed and watching it grow, that's a different thing. This is building we talking about. If you're not a builder, you may need to check out the conversation. You won't understand. This is building we talking about. And see, when you build, whether they helped him or not, it's for him to have a reality check with itself. But when you build, you got to do work in the places where nobody can see. You working hard in the motherfucker in places ain't nobody going to even notice. I've been reading just trying to get my vocabulary up, right? Nobody ain't even going to notice. It's going to take 3 years for that. But I'm starting today, right? You got to do the work in places where nobody can notice. And it could been a lot of work done in the places that the fans can't see. So when I come and talk to the fans, those who don't understand the business side of podcasting or just building, they not going to understand. But I just think it's something to be said about building. I do want to say that Rory gave one of the worst 52 fake outs known ever in podcast history. You know, when Jordan was bringing up the money, and it was that show was crazy. For a thinking mind, when you look at something like that, right, for an independent thinker type nigga, when you look at something, so you got Joe saying that he's really not saying nothing. You got Rory saying it's not about money. You know, I wish I had this salacious story, right? Then you got Maul. You got them two totally contradicting each other, because you got Maul saying, well, it's about respect and why we never seen this, why we never seen that. So he's saying it's about money. We ain't seen the books, dog. What's going on with the money? But Rory's next to him. It's not about the money. It's just about the chemistry, our friendship. So now you've been caught lying to these people. Literally got on there and said there's nothing going on. And two episodes later, he just pulls the trigger on the whole shit. Because he's frustrated. See, sometimes men get to a place where they're effective, right? So I'm effective with what I do. And I'm trying to speak with some people, trying to get through to them, and they're not seeing it my way. So I don't know how to do nothing else but throw a tantrum. I'm mad no more. How you don't see it, you dumb, stupid like I know what I'm talking about, and granted you could. But this is where the managing people kicks in at. This is when you got to change your approach for business, right? There's nothing you can do about the podcast. I got you. I can fuck you 100 different ways. You never built anything. Why would I build something when the main thing we got, I don't know nothing about to begin with. So build something more, like bring more shit over so you can trick the numbers And then it's embarrassing, so they got to fake it. Rory's faking that, son. I'm not passionate about podcasting, man. This network's, I didn't think about that. This is, he's lying, son. But he's only lying because it's humiliating that you're taking it. Not it's humiliating, right? But in their mind, you're taking the money from this podcast, spinning off, doing all this shit, and we don't have a say in none of it. Or we're not getting paid from none of it. People say, well, Parks is okay. I said, well, Parks gets paid twice as much. He's talent, that's his house, and he's the engineer. His money is, you got to pay three times. But if you got me on a contract just talent, what does that mean? And what am I doing? I heard a couple of different times people say, well, don't leverage friendship in business. And I'm only speaking about the Joe Budden podcast because I don't leverage friendship in business because I don't have friends I do business with. I'm limited really on friends at this point in my life. I got dudes I love and my brothers I love, right? But I don't have any time. I have no luxury of time, nothing. I have zero, zilch. I'm on a mission, right? So I'm constantly digging. I'm constantly digging all day long, right? I'm a builder. I'm building. So I don't leverage friendship in business. But I do want to know, if you're starting a podcast that ultimately comes out to be a thriving business and you started it with friends for no money, is that leveraging friendship in business? Somebody got to ask the tough questions. Unfortunately, I've been placed in that position. Because if you start a podcast with two other guys that you hired from the jump, you'll be out of a lot more money, number one. And number two, we don't know if the chemistry will ever caught on. You just said that they put somebody in the chair that you were at in Complex, and it was just, I couldn't. So you start a business leveraging friendship, and then the business ultimately loses everybody that ever been involved with it, except the people that stand to make the most money. And this is just me on the outside looking in. I'm breaking down business. That's what we do here, right? So everybody that touched is gone, except Parks. You can't really do anything without him because you're not smart enough to go get your own setup. The dumbest shit I ever... If you're making all this money, why not? And then that's a way to funnel some more of the money. If you are beating the books up, funnel some of that money and say, well, we're running an establishment. We got a Joe Budden headquarters. I want to address the fact, too, that Joe Budden said that he offered to give him footage of the same podcast that he puts out twice a week. When I'm going to remix the podcast. And Parks, it seems like they may have said something to Parks because he's clearly chose his route. It's like, yo, fuck that. That you want me to take the same footage that you use? What if I drop it a day earlier over there? So you drop it on Wednesday, I drop it Tuesday. Soon we leave, I edit it myself, drop it. Boom! I get 800,000. Yours come out on Joe Budden TV, 100,000. Because everybody really done saw it already. Is this what you're suggesting that you would allow to happen? Because that would be dumb business. Or we just using these things as outlets to say, I offered this. Like I tell you, when you sign to a big podcast and like say one of these big companies want to hire you, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, anybody, they can give you $5. They going to send a card and some kind of gift package. Welcome to the team, just to scratch that off the books to say, all right, we always welcomed you. We showed you love. You know what I'm saying? So it's a game being played. It's a game being played. And it's a must that we pay attention to the game that is being played. What was interesting to me is that when he said that first episode was Marissa Rosenberg, and some engineer, people heard that, hey, Rory and Maul wasn't even there. What I heard was them other people ain't there either. So I heard that, yo, the three people that you started with ain't there. Rory and Maul ain't there. Are we having some kind of issue with managing people at this point? The money's not a problem. The speaking and talking, we all can do that. That's not an issue. But this is where you conduct business on a high level. Even if it is happening, then they don't know it's happening until it's over with. And by that time, I've done enough good. I've made enough money to do enough good for things to look just a tad bit different in people's eyes. But to come on a podcast and say, hey, Rory, somebody was looking for you and you wasn't trying to fight. Or Maul, when you left a long time ago, you had detergent in your room. Why are we doing that? Like, and then we're going to sit down next to each other. And he says he's protected, and we'll see. You know, he says he's protected. We definitely will see. It's a certain level of foolishness attached to humiliating the money. You humiliating the money. This is your money. This is part of your money. You done built this up. And you doing it while they may be obligated to still eat off the business for a little while. We're not sure how this may play out. I know you're being told you're protected, but you were told some things with Def Jam. You were told some things with Complex. You were told some things with Spotify. At some point, you got to understand that you may be told some things that may or may not come out to be the case. So self-preservation is the first law of survival. But you got to be careful with this clout chasey thing. You got to be careful with it because fame is never here to stay. And you don't want to be a part of the crowd that when they cease to shock us, they cease to impress us or they cease to interest us. See, when they cease to shock us, they cease to interest us. When you ain't doing something that setting yourself on fire, well, I don't look at you. You ain't that. There ain't no substance in who you are. There may be shock value in what you do, but there ain't no substance in who you are. And that little shock value in what you do, that only lasts so long because when they cease to shock us, they cease to interest us. So you see, that's something that you must understand and be careful with this clout chasing thing or humiliating the money. These are people that I've built up this $1 million seats. I'm frustrated because they're not taking what I'm telling them. But to be like a Jay-Z, you need 1,000 of those businesses. And when you are leveraging your name and not your business or your product, young men out there that listen to It's Up Their Business podcast because you know I'm giving game. When you leverage your name and not your product, when you're selling your celebrity. See, most people that celebrate it live life of prostitution. You can have them anywhere for the right amount. They'll come sit in your bathroom for a certain amount of money. You can lock them in your bathroom and tell them, I don't want you to perform for nobody. Just sit in there and rap, long as you got a certain amount of money. So most celebrated men, they live life of prostitution. So this clout chasing thing y'all doing with no substance and no value in your conversation, no information in your conversation. You ain't never in your life been met with no resistance. You ain't ever had arrested development because you didn't know which way was up. You climbed out the gutter. You stuck your head over the water. You ain't got that in you. You ain't got that on you. You're going to be dealing with people like me in this new wave of creator. But you got to be careful humiliating people that you've built up to now be worth. Not only that, but we all know how hard and how like sharks they are on this internet. How gruesome, how non-sympathetic, how vicious, how treacherous they are on this internet. And you just sucked that on, you just sicked that whole shit on me. You just sent that my way from somebody that's went through that and had effects and mental health and this and that. Mental health guy, you just sent all these people, let me to. And you publicly embarrassed me. You knew that's not going to stay on Patreon. You just sent, dog, I've lost messing with you. This is how I feel as your homie. I feel like I've been losing messing with you. And that ain't worth nothing to you. And you going to sick the internet on me. You just going to go talk about me like, and then they go, I'm getting tweeted and tagged and shamed and memed and talked about all day long about somebody that I helped build something with. There's value in the building process. You got to do work where can't nobody see the work. I'm currently in it. I'm doing it. And they say everybody want to do the above ground work. The interior designing. To get the roof this kind of way. You need to put the island over here. Whoa, look at the couch. This is a beautiful setup. How did they get the fireplace here? That shit didn't take no time. The money and the power and the information is in. What kind of foundation is this we own? Where do we stand at? Do we have any leaks? But to send those internet trolls. And you know, academics came up a lot. I still stand by what I've been saying. Joe should have stopped that. I just think you should have made a call to act, had them sit down something. Let's stop that. Not only is this some money that's attached to me, right? His brand means something to the overall scheme of things here. Not only that, but he is a friend of mine. I know I said I didn't call him for the podcast crank up, but I called him for serious, and I called him for this, and he was there for that. To me, these things don't make sense. Understanding is powerful. It's up there, business podcast. This is the only spot. There's not another person in the culture talking like this, and they don't deserve to talk this way. They don't have the experience. They don't have the understanding. You see what I mean? Another point about this, and then I'm going to get off of this because there's other things that I have to talk about. Is that it's important to understand what you're saying, who you're saying it to, and what they take from what you're saying, right? You got to understand when you get on these podcasts and you rant and you talk about, hey, yo, Hitman Holler, Loaded Lux, Daylight, you niggas is such and such, you niggas is dumb if y'all not talking about views in your next contract. Hey, yo, Loaded Lux, Murder Mook, Daylight. Y'all dudes ain't talking about views in your contract. And there's somebody next to you that's saying, I'm trying to get paid off the views in my contract. See, the smart man is always, and I used to watch this now. I used to look at this. You see, the dude that's thinking, the smart dude, he always is worried that the lawyer man is overworked. See, the lawyer people, sometimes they get overworked, underappreciated, overlooked. Because the loyalty there makes you think I do this for nothing. Or makes you think I don't understand what this is that we're doing. So when you, this is why I don't understand how Joe didn't expect it to implode. Because you're building yourself up, right? As this creator boss figure. But then behind the scenes, there's some guys that saying, yo, you're ascending with leveraging this that we're doing. That you now think you can do by yourself, but you didn't think that to begin with, because if you did, you would have started it by yourself, right? What do you need anybody for? I do it by myself. I had some people with me. Shout out to them. But I do this by myself, right? COVID forced this situation. But now I'm just going to keep it this way, right? But if you felt that to begin with, you started with that. But you didn't. So you always understand that the people that's loyal, sometimes they go through the most. They can't get a break because people misunderstand the loyalty. You think the loyalty mean I'm dumb. Well, I don't understand that you making money off me, or you making money under the table off something I'm doing out of loyalty. I got to stop doing this at some point, especially when you ascending and you letting somebody diss me and you ain't paying us off the views and you preaching the hitman holler loaded Lux and they like, yo, y'all better say something to smack about the views. Creators. This is how these things happen. People are listening, bro. People are listening. Dudes not just saying, man, he don't mean that. Dudes is listening and trying to operate with that information, and it's catching on in public. So behind the scenes, they like, yo, I need some of that paper that's being generated. Everything is leveraged off this podcast. You can fake like Ish and Ice can carry this thing. They can sit there and we'll listen, some people. But it's a different thing we're dealing with here, this Joe Budden thing. This is a different, yeah, I don't know that this is the thing. I don't know. You going to have to step it up two or three notches, and you making do it. Who knows? You know, they didn't carry a lot on the show, but they were alley-oop kings, especially Maul when he was in a happy spot. Like I said, this the podcast that just came out when they came back. Rory was he was clearly bothered. Maul was bothered. These dudes were bothered. And so we looked at it and we said, damn, I'm looking like, yo, this ain't it. This is sounds crazy. Maul saying it's why we never seen this or seen that, and it's respect and business. And then Rory saying it's nothing, it's friendship. And then Joe saying, we changed when money came. It's like, you all three are saying something different on the camera, dude. I'm looking at you dudes. Like, what are you doing? What is this about? Hey, man, but I guess anything you put out, people will look at, especially with the soap opera bullshit. Let's listen to a little bit of the podcast. Not much. A lot of people are. That's another thing with the business, right? Joe Budden is putting the podcast now on Patreon. Some people are saying he's doing that because the numbers are going to go very low. And the comments. He said the comments. They said the comments going to tear his mouth out. If he put up one of them podcasts where he firing Rory or talking crazy, they said the comments going to go crazy. And they says he knows that. And people behind the scenes said he wasn't truthful in everything he was saying in regards to the rant that he went on that we're about to listen to a little bit of it. But it's just difficult understanding where they both stand now, man. Just all three of them. But let's listen to a little bit of this. But he's putting it on Patreon. Nobody, when they're putting it up on YouTube, is getting snatched down and they're getting strikes. So shout out to Quarter Lab. They do a great job with that. There's a couple of different people that can protect your content creators. Y'all tap in with them.
Damn. Why is it him? Oh,
why is what who? Why is it Rory what? Why is what Rory?
Dom DeMarco.
When it's up there podcast.
I've wondered that.
If Rory was here, I was coming to ask him if he is a liar.
When it's up there podcast.
If he is a manipulator. If he willfully and purposefully misleads. If he believes his words to match his actions, and are you misunderstood or do you misunderstand?
I think people have accused you of the first several of those questions.
Give it to me.
I think people think that you come up here with this up there podcast and maybe aren't giving the guys ownership. No. That's a thing that I've seen.
Well, with me, Parks, and I just closed
with this up there podcast.
I believe you're worth the weight that you pull. Mm-hmm. And even my new podcast,
with this up there podcast,
I put in, and I don't play lawyer games.
And this is the difference. I think you're worth the weight that you pull, and that's true. If I didn't help build the fucking building, you see, hey man, you don't talk to me like a new podcast. I'm part of the. You see what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You're worth the weight you pull. No, I'm not. I'm an owner. The hell is you talking about I'm worth the weight I pull? But these are the games that they play and how they justify it in their mind. And it may be what's legally contracted to these guys. But I'm saying there's some confusion as to when the building started and how everything played out. I think that we're in a time right now where we've started and we have willingly ignored process and building. We've conveniently forgot about building and process and the sweat equity that goes involved in all of that. I'm currently building it. I can tell you the ins and outs about it. I can talk for hours about it. I have intel on it. So I know that it ain't just about who's going in their pocket. It ain't just about the person that is a celebrity already but can't get no views on this YouTube thing. The podcast thing won't go nowhere at this point when we checked in the game. When we checked in the game, you was down 20. Now we up 50 in the third quarter, top of the third. When we checked in the game, when you hit the sub and checked me in the game, the whole game turned around. And there's no value in that. Well, what does he say? Go get some endorsements. Go get you some other deals. Bring some deals. Well, I can't focus on nothing new because I can't operate as an owner of some of this. I'm not operating in a comfortable space with the first thing I created. When you clean your closet, there's a way you got to go about it. When you start something up, you got to know what you did wrong in the last instance. I'm not comfortable starting something when I'm not comfortable currently in what I started.
Hey, if anybody leaves, it's over. It's done.
With this up there That's podcast.
That's how I give it up. If anybody leaves, you're done.
See,
because I know
podcast.
The job is never done. It's long. It's a long road. It's a long road. And I know shit get heavy and shit get weird and money changes people and things change people. At any point, somebody could get up and leave.
Face
and that's
first.
Important. Face you first. Want that. Ian and I don't have a contract. Yeah. I say that all the time, right?
Happy about
at,
it.
And it's a blessing.
At I don't any have a contract with there any podcast. Of
us. Yeah.
I love it.
It's the best
if
thing
I don't
ever.
Want, if I don't want to talk to you again, I'm not.
That's right. It.
Says Parks doesn't have a contract, but then later you'll learn Parks does have a contract that he's happy with. See, there's some things going on here. And that's the great thing about podcasting that is not scripted. We don't have any notes. We just come here and we just give the game out. So sometimes you can sit back and comb through some of the bullshit that's being said and the inconsistencies and see how people are trying to be elusive. I'm not saying that they're doing that here, but I'm saying podcasts give you the luxury to be able to do such a thing, which is what makes it so dope.
Likewise.
If I want to fire Ian in the morning, I'm getting rid of him. If he want to leave, he can.
Hey,
we never had a contract. There's strength in that, but only if you know it.
Right.
Only if you know it. So anyway, we get back to the audit. If you want to audit me, you got to go. You
got to
go.
Podcast.
Like, you can't put toothpaste back in the tube. Rory is sitting around wanting to know what the Spotify deal was.
That was 2 years ago.
With this up there podcast.
So
Do you think it's fair to know about something? I've been here since episode 7 for free. How can I be hired help when I wasn't paid when I started? You have some sort of agreement where I said I'll do this free and for a certain amount of, like, I don't understand what's going on.
That ship has sailed. It is over. With basic math, you can refer to your contract and look at what you're paid and add shit up and see what's going on, and you would have the number.
With this up there,
you have
podcast.
Anything that you want to have. But you're lazy. It reeks of laziness. There's no effort in this plan.
I don't
plan.
Know if it's laziness or...
They are either being ill-advised or advising ill.
With this up there podcast. Other.
Enough painting it black when it's blue.
Lack of experience, too, I think, as a in this space, as a 1099, basically, or whatever you want to call it. You know, I don't know if they're 1099.
No, see, that's why... Let me interrupt you. That's why I let the whole thing play out. We can't say that no more. I have intel from that side that says they fully understand what their contract says and means, and they just have an issue with it. I sent over accounting that was beautiful. Uh-huh. It was packaged. Hey, Marnie, I love you. It was packaged the way it needed to be, and it painted a real clear picture of what you should be paid versus what you've been paid. They didn't ask a fucking question. Not one. 6-7 weeks. When I came and sat here and said this would take about a month, that's because it was accounting that would take a month. Mm-hmm. Rory came in here and said I sent him a text at LaGuardia Airport. Yeah, I did, but why, Rory? Because there was a really uncomfortable conversation had when I wasn't present between you, Maul, and people that work for my network. Is anybody offended in here when I say that?
No.
Work for, work with, dice it up how you want. We together is gang.
With this up there podcast.
I'm paid well. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, so are they. So are they. So, when you audit, let me talk to the audience. When you audit,
with this
right,
up there podcast.
It's because you think something's off. Mm-hmm. It's because you think something is wrong. Mm-hmm. If they know what the contracts say and they know that they overpaid and they were doing with this up and there doing podcast. All the shit you need to do, then what do you think is wrong? Because that's the problem when you shake the tree. You got to be cool with whatever you find.
With this up
and what
podcast.
Happened was, I went and did that accounting. And my resentment grew and grew and grew. I got angrier and angrier. Because the story that it paints, if Joe's about money, I'd have got rid of these niggas ages ago. I'm a lot richer without him.
With this up there podcast.
Is that sociopathic to say?
Yeah, but, you know.
It's a fact. It's true.
Sure.
That exists. Where was I going before that? I had a great point.
I don't know. We're talking about contracts.
With this up there podcast.
Development of
in those contracts, if I wanted to fuck either one of them, there's 90 million ways for me to fuck them. Let's just say what it is, man. There are 100 million ways for me to fuck them in a contract, but unfortunately, they don't know that. And for me, I'm strapped against my morals of who I am as a man without them. It's like when I used to say to a girl, yo, if I'm not cheating on you, it's because I don't want to cheat. You're great. But
that's very uncomfortable to hear. Based on the contract I gave the two people to help me build this thing, I can fuck them if I want. There's a million ways to do it. But I'm strapped against my morals. If you're strapped against your morals, why is such a contract even in place? Some of these questions are tough questions for the guys that we enjoy listening to, right? And it's why I haven't started to sign people or do seminars. I got people reach out to me all the time. Hey, man, you should do a masterclass on pardon. You should do a masterclass on information and how to get to the next level. But I don't think that there's enough value there because what works for me may not work for the next individual. So I haven't got that slimy because I'm strapped against my morals. Lord knows I could take money and to do this with and that with instead of going in other money. But I'm strapped against my morals. So something like that doesn't exist. when you deal with people on the internet that tell you, I'll teach you how to get rich when they're not rich. When you deal with people that tell you, I'll make you a millionaire off stocks when they're not a millionaire off stocks. These are the kind of individuals that you must be aware of in this brand new space that we call life now. This internet space is a space where it's very peculiar. See, the jungle got lions and tigers and bears. The internet is a very weird place. At least in the jungle, you know what you're dealing with. You know what a tiger is and how it operates. What a bear likes and what it doesn't and how it operates. For the most part, on this internet, we know nothing. So we sign up for these random seminars, man. $199, this guy gonna show me how to become a millionaire. I Google your net worth and it's not. They don't even account for that little shit you got. They don't even take time in counting. Net worth unknown. He just out here. The harsh reality of business is that I put my friends in contracts where I can't fuck them if I want. Some people say Charlemagne is not answering. Charlemagne is now separated and took the power away. Because when Charlemagne answers, it gives Joe Budden something to go and rant about. And act like this is big thing. Charlemagne has stopped taking Joe Budden serious at this point. He tried to help him. Got him in the game. Co-signed him while he was on fire. One thing about Charlemagne, he will give a handoff. Co-sign him while he on fire. Bring him up. Talk to him. Talk about him. Come on his podcast while I'm piping hot 2 or 3 times. Tell Maul you the truth, man. You pretty cool. You what make the podcast work. Then y'all start dissing me over there? What are y'all doing? Y'all don't like me now? Maul, I told you was cool. What you got going on? Y'all dudes are weird. What are you doing? I've helped you, dude. I do an end of the year thing with you. I can go get a check myself. I do it with you, though, to try to help your Joe Budden TV thing, son. Like, what we doing? And your whole talk, see, this is why I say the contradiction shit comes in there. Your whole talk with Charlamagne is you didn't start a YouTube. And now you're telling Rory, don't come to me about YouTube. I'm not planning nothing off YouTube. These are the games that they're playing. These are the games that's being played. You see what I mean? You say you text Charlemagne 8 months ago and he didn't respond. I wouldn't respond. You know the last thing you said about me? I did a smear campaign off you. And who told you that? And why they tell you that? And why didn't you denounce that? Why didn't you let people know I'm not that consumed in what you got going? I don't even really. What are you talking about? I did a smear campaign on you. And you did one back on me. Like, what are y'all dudes doing? What are y'all talking about here? And then even if I did, right? What are you doing coming out saying that? I'm letting the people know. Well, let the people know you ain't paid me. If I was Rory, that's what I... Like, you're not coming on here talking about people, Slime. And me and you got issues. Them dudes let you go isolation a lot. Them dudes been keeping it gangster. When they knowing I don't get nothing off nothing. That's why my whole attitude done changed. They announced that Patreon thing. We didn't get nothing out of them. Let's listen to a little more and we'll transition out.
I'm not cheating because I don't want to. That's it.
What's up there, podcast?
You're not getting fucked because who I am is. I've been fucked every way throughout my whole career, and my network exists for me to not fuck other people those ways, for me to make it avoidable. And if you need proof of that, call anybody that deals with my network. So for these gentlemen to not get that and not see it and how they're approaching it and how they're handling it,
this ain't the way to gain respect. This don't gain you leverage.
Well, no, because they're essentially calling you a liar.
With this Up There podcast.
Well, then Rory's little measly ass says, no, 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 I don't know. It's not you, Joe. It's not you I don't trust. What if it's wealth management?
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Excuse me? You fucking, you know what I won't. Do you hear yourself? You and your fucking entitled ass.
Dom DeMarco.
Think that too many people's worlds revolve around you. And you are insignificant in this equation. I'm not trying to sound mean. I'm saying a fact. The fact is, the accountant team, whoever the fuck he want to talk about, the people that keep the books, they keep them correctly, not because they're afraid of Rory, but because if they're wrong, the company goes down if the government and IRS, if anybody ever pops up in my office. I see you whispering.
With this Up There podcast.
Themselves. There's liability when you're handling people's accounts and when you're an accounting firm. They stamp.
You have to know I'm going to find a way.
You have to know that we're all going to keep going. What are you talking about?
You have to know that I'm on.
That's how this works.
I'm on the side.
With this
of
Up
right
There podcast.
See, there's, that's the other
there's
thing.
There's no business in the world that just stops because people are unhappy. It doesn't work that way.
See, well, that's the part that it took a lot of might in me to not clear it up the last pod when Maul was sitting there talking about the respect and
respect's a two-way street.
When I told him to mind his business. But I never told him to mind his business.
Respect's a two-way street.
With this Up There podcast.
I never told him to mind his business.
And nothing says respect to me like you pay me very well.
That's a big one.
Damn.
I can't let Maul say I don't give a fuck about that contract when everything that argument stemmed from was from that contract. You can't tell me that I don't care about money and I can get money from everywhere because I'm going to sit in my head and say, no, that's not true. No, you can't.
Damn.
We're in a recession.
Damn.
You're just fighting to get money. Yours ain't changed in years. It's going up and up and up and up and up. Which is why if Maul was here, like I thought he would be here, I called him. He didn't return my call again. But if he were here, I was coming here to tell him that through thick and thin,
with this
storm,
Up There podcast,
all the things that we've been through and experienced together, I understand people may grow apart. I wanted to tell him that if ever there were distance to be created
with this Up There podcast
between us, if ever we were to just grow apart and just not be as close as we once were, what I was trying not to say to him that other pod was
with this
nobody
Up There podcast
across the world on my end would believe that it had anything to do with Rory. I was trying to get that point across without getting it across, really. But it.
I was always against the way Joe wanted to.
Then let's talk about reentry. But you don't. Migration. Hey, we talk about these deals all the time. You bring it, you eat different. I bring it, I eat different.
With this
Up
There podcast.
You niggas ain't brought shit. And got the nerve to have y'all fucking representation that ain't been around in 6 years hit Ian phone about something.
Up There podcast.
I won't say what I want to say, but y'all will not continue to treat me this way. Y'all not going to continue to treat these people this way. Y'all take that fucking dark energy, that arrogance, and that entitlement somewhere else.
PTSD.
I say all of that to say we going to do this. Since Rory feels like he has so many options here, somehow he still feels like he's running the show. He still feels like he has choices and options. He feels like he's entitled to more. Rory, you are in breach of your contract, and from this point forward, you are fired. And you're not welcome back.
Damn.
Does anybody in here have a problem that I'm the person that has to say that?
With this Up There podcast.
No.
I tell you what.
Maul. I'm the person that has to say that. The gall of you to think that you are observing the way that I am. To think that I have to come to you about a problem I have with another man. We have things sorely mistaken around here. That's not ego and arrogance. It's realism. So no. Actually, what I was trying to do was, I was going to say that Rory's in breach. Rory's out of here. We're done. We're done with Rory.
Shit like enough that. Of shit this. Like that.
He has to go. In the event that you can correct your energy and your thinking and everything that's going on with you and this fucking catastrophe that's going on with you, then let's talk about reentry. But you don't get to hold the cards for reentry. Why does he keep talking that way? Can somebody answer? Don't say nothing. Don't worry about it. I'll take accountability. I own it. I own it. I own it. I will own it. We have been friends. I've been handling them as friends. I've been handling people with kid gloves. I'm trying to tiptoe around certain things. But we can no longer do that. There's businesses to run. There's millions to make. The end. If you want to call me phony, I'll take it. I've been called worse by better.
Yeah, I wanted to have that conversation. I wanted you to have that conversation a while ago.
So I'm sure I'll tap in on this again. You know, it's a lot going on with that. And it's a must I speak about it because this podcast is centered around the business of podcasting, the business of the entertainment industry, the business of getting out of the street, the business of the street, the business of all kind of things surrounding business. So this is one of those kind of situations, and I must tap in on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a must. Now, let's get to the Jake Paul thing. So Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather, of course, are fighting. I spoke about it last podcast. There's some things going on that I just can't really consider as cool. You know, Jake Paul snatched Floyd hat off. Again, I didn't like that. I think that was setting precedent. And actually, I think that fed off of some of the antics that Conor McGregor did with the touchy stuff. Don't touch me. You know, I know we trying to sell a fight, man, but don't touch me, especially you. You're a YouTube guy. I'm a real solidified, you know, the greatest that ever done this thing. So don't touch me, right? But what I even think was a little more distasteful is that after you touch me and I snap off, and some of it may be, you know, theater for the camera, and Floyd's walking around, man, I kill you, man. I don't know who you think you messing with, mother. Now all of a sudden you come out and I take those threats very seriously. I'm now beefing up my security, this and that. So you can grab somebody's hat and what they say make you beef up security. And this is less about their specific situation and more about the optics. You know, like I said, sometimes we got to do and say things to shift the way America views the culture. Because, you know, we got certain token guys that operate outside of the same oppression that a lot of us operate inside of. And that's only because a certain level of finances is attached to a small portion of freedom, right? So they can no longer understand what it's like being oppressed on a level like some of us are, you know. So when you come out and say something like that, it just, I don't like it. You know, it's almost like, man, you kind of doing too much. You know what I'm saying? You kind of doing too much, and I really don't respect that. You know what I'm saying? Then you got these people like you scared or something, but you ain't scared to grab my hat. You can't throw bricks and hide your hand. You can't throw rocks and hide your hand. That's where they mess up at. That's where they all come up short at. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it's distasteful, man, and they got to keep their hands off of us. Do anything. Say what you want, but don't touch me, man. You know, it ain't enough money in the world to let nobody do that. You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. Respectfully, let's keep moving. Also, you know, from time to time, talk about the internet and how the internet affects things. I think there was not a gas shortage. I think the internet caused a gas shortage. Right? So when they put out that there's a gas shortage, that creates the gas shortage. You see what I'm saying? When they put out that toilet paper is selling out, that causes toilet paper to sell out. Now, on the flip side, that's why people say that they don't talk about aliens and things like that, because they know that they can't control the outcome. You don't know how to what the reaction may be. You see, so that's why certain things are labeled confidential and top secret and things like that, because we don't really know what the spinoff of these things will be. But I think that we kind of created that gas shortage. I don't think it was a gas. I think that we created the gas shortage when they did that. So y'all gonna tell us it's a gas shortage. Now people pulling up at the gas station doing anything. Shout out Teslas. Teslas didn't need it. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, certain people, man, Elon is doing a hell of a thing with them Teslas, man. That truck, it look like a spaceship, man. So I think it'll sell out. I think it's caused a sellout because they look totally different.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.